Gemara Shabbat Daf Kuf Kaf. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Yosef Ben Sabut Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Ed Amen Ve'edu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Ed Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Kaf, and we start from the Mishnah. Batzilin Sal Malek Ikarot. There's a fire in the house, but Minnan. So it says you're allowed to save a basket filled with loaves of bread. Even though there's 100 seudot in the basket, you only need 3 seudot really, but it doesn't matter. So it's in one basket, it's one move. Take the whole basket out, you save 100 seudot. Very good. A cake of figs, even though it's a lot, a cake of figs could feed a lot of people. As she says, doesn't matter, it's one action, just take it out. The habit shel yayin, barrel of wine, you have to save that as well. You can tell others, come save as much as you want. When it comes to the owner of the house, he's limited. You can only save one basket, one devela, and all this. When it comes to others, tell other people, take what you want. We'll see why. When it comes to him, we're worried if we can let him take more, he might come to put out the fire. When it comes to others, we're not concerned that they might come to put out the fire. So therefore, we say, take whatever you want. If the people were wise, they're not worried about the fire, because the more the fire goes, the more they can take. They're happy that there's a fire, because now the more the fire is, the more hefker it is. And then they can go taking stuff, so they're happy that there's a fire there. The owner of the house doesn't want the fire to be there. If they were wise, if they were smart guys, you know, in Kochabad, the guys who helped out, took out all the stuff, they can make a hajbon. After Shabbat, they tell them, listen, can you pay us for our services? Sounds like they're going to give them back the goods. So they tell them, listen, we helped you out, unload your house. Could you pay us? If they're smart, they'll come to Mirta Shabbat and ask for a remuneration. We'll see the Gemara explains that as well. Let's continue. Where do they take out this stuff? So they go to a place that has Ya'iruf. She can even take that to a chatzer that does not have an eruv. Not only food, but you can take all the items that you're going to need for Shabbat. Kosot, itoniyot, vessels. She can wear whatever he needs to wear. And he can cover himself with anything that he wants. That's Tanakama. The Biyos says you can only wear 18 garments. The 18 is necessary garments that people normally wear. That she says, Beferesh B'Gemara, she can do it with Shem Bechod Yahad. 18 maximum, but the Fem Hachilo. Veno Poshtan Nazon Moshol Sila Harim. And that's it. You can wear it once, 18 in Dubai. The Hozer Velovesh Motzi. But Tanakama says, you could take out stuff, go back, take out more stuff, wear it, take it out, wear it again. Hosen, Velobeshu, Mosi, Velomed, Achadim, Bovetzidu, Ami. And you can tell others, come and save with me. Gemara. What are you talking about? We learned already in a previous daf, Gimel Seudot, Betula. We said 3 Seudot, Matsilin, Shalom Seudot. Hey, Tami can save a whole basket with 100 Seudot? Amar Avuna, Lakashia. One is talking about what you're actually just saving, and one is talking about the kapel is you're gathering many vessels. If you're coming to save, which is you have one basket, and all the stuff is in one basket, and you just want to save it, it's easy. No tircha, let him go save the whole thing. But if you're coming to collect, one over here, one over there. Eno mekapel al mazon gimel seudot. I'll give you 3 seudot because it's a lot of tircha. But she'enkel, if it's all in one basket already, you don't care what's in the basket. Ba'al ha'tzil, you can save the whole basket. Nashi. But ba'al ha'tzil, she'etzil b'san echad. If it's just one basket already, kediktani. San maliki kerot ve'eno torech ela l'tzilem b'tochet elekah. Be'vatah, you're going to one shot. Matzil kol ma she'besan. Da'ahad zimnahi. It's one shot. Umali purtem, umali tuburu hakeh. What do I count? Which is in the basket? It's one action. What do I count? There's 2,000 seudot in there. But bottom line, it's one item. However, if you're coming to collect salim harbe, zayim zay, the tov and the osvam, they're all over the house collecting one basket of A, one basket of A, but the adon and go back in. Mazon gimel seudot to the achonatir salim harbe. Because each one is a separate Torah for itself. He says both of them are the kapel. We are coming to gather different baskets. We are coming to gather them. All depends. Rashi. Now Rashi, it's talking about over here where you come in the kapel, the three baskets and the one. When do we say mazon 100 seudot? That's what the way it's chatzer and me'orevet. That's the chatzer that he's in. However, to go to a different chatzer, then we only say gimel seudot. So he's more lenient in the sense that both are the kapel. So the kapel into one chatzer that's right next to you, you can even do 100 seudot because it's the chatzer that's next to you. However, to go to the next chatzer over, they'll only allow you three seudot. Ba'ir Avuna, bered Avuna, ba'ir Avuna, bered Rav Yoshua. Okay, question. Bered talito, the guy put his talit out on the floor. Vekipel veniach, vekipel veniach. Mai kebal leatzil damer, kebal lekapel damer. What's the question? He put his talit on the floor and he started putting all the seudot in there. And now he wants to take the talit in one bundle and bring it out. Is that considered kebal lehatzil? Now, bottom line, it's all in one talit, bottom line, it's in one bundle. Or since he has to collect them and put them in, that's kebal lekapel, and therefore it'll be a problem. Now, she pirish talit to the kebal veniach. If he ochli and he bought food, veniach b'chazer v'bi veniach mau. Kebal lehatzil dameh hu'il ve'en kan ela kli achad. Upam achad to motzev since he's taking it out in one shot. Or kebal lekapel dameh hu'il ve'tereh lesov lechnos. Bottom line, since you have to run around the house to collect all the goods, so maybe it's keba the kapel dame. So keba milama rava from the fact that Rava said atayar Rav Shizbi the Rav Chazda. Rav Shizbi made Rav Chazda make a mistake. He confused him. He said a statement Rav Shizbi and caused Rav Chazda to make a mistake. What was the mistake? V'darash ubelvad shelo yavi kli shum mahazik yoter megimel seudot. Remember we had a case over there earlier about the wine. The wine was on the roof. And the wine was dripping off the roof over there. So should you bring a keli underneath it in order to save it? So the Shizbi said, as long as you don't bring a keli that can save Yotir Megimel Seudot. So what was that? Look at Rashi. Atayir Rav Shizbi Rav Chazda. Ad Shidarash Tefanav Ve'odah Lo Rav Chazda. He confused him so much that eventually Rav Chazda would agree to Rav Shizbi. There was a mistake. The barrel broke on top of the roof. He could put a kli underneath it. Eventually, take the mazik yotir b'shlosh seudot. But you can't bring a kli that's going to carry Shabbat. We're talking about. You cannot bring a kli on the roof that's going to carry more than three seudot. But from the fact of the fact that this was a mistake, it's a mistake. The afilu mazik seudot tarbe. Why three seudot? Even more seudot. Kivan dechad manahu. It's one keli. But bottom line, even though it's one keli, how is the wine coming in? It's coming in one drop at a time. So that's similar. Dehai kimi kapim v'notim mechli yachad dame. Dame at me'atu nofil metaftim bo. Shema minah bechad manah kibad atzil dame. The bottom line, we're looking at the kapim. One drop falls in, then another drop falls in, another drop falls in. And we're telling you, you can put as many as you want. That's similar to the kapel with the talit. So you're taking one item, putting it in, one item and putting it in, one item and putting it in. The fashion answers. Let's see the Tirha question in a second. The bottom line, they're allowing to put it in. So therefore, it's Kabbalah Tzil. And then for the same thing with the talit. You put one in, and take out the thing at the same time. Shema mina, Kabbalah Tzil Dameh, Veshapir Dameh. Oh, you're asking a question, but there's a big difference between that case. That case where there's no tircha. That case where you're putting one candy underneath, let it drip in 100 drops at a time, but it's no tircha. Here, you're running around the house putting the things in the in the talet, so could be it's a little different. Just because I let you do it like that, who's I'm letting you do it over here? Okay, so the Gemara says, who asked this question? The Mefarshim say, Parsha asked this question. And he don't can, Shetoreh ve'osef kama paim oto kli, domeh lematzim min ha'habit. Shareh ha'matzim min ha'habit, av shemetaftet me'at me'at, bekol makom eno toreh bekach, yotim matzim pa'am ahad. Rechem mutah, that's the Maharsha's question. Okay? ותילף לבן אריה שהגמרא מוכיחה שמותר לאסוף כמה פעמים בסל אחד מה שמותר לקלוט יין שנשפך מן החבית מעט מעט אף כשאוחז את הכלי בידו שבכל טיפה נושא צריך לטלטל את הכלי and therefore every drop is another תרחק כשאתה holding the כלי. I mean, they let you stand there holding the kli. If the mimic goes, they walk away. In fact, they let you stand there and hold it. So they're letting you be matriya with the tirhab holding the kli. And therefore, just like with you drop. But it's one kli, bottom line. So too in the case of the talet. It's one talet. I don't care if you run around a little to put it in there. You take it out of one shot. There was muta. What was the mistake, by the way, that she's been made? Rav Chosdan make. Amar le diktani. We want you kli echad. V'yiklot kli acher v'yiklot kli acher v'yitzarev. You're only giving one kli. So the mevat shlo yevi kli acher. You cannot bring two kelim to collect it or v'yitzarev or to scoop it up. Kli acher udelo. Make a new for the Mishnah. You're not allowed to bring another kli. Abal ba'hu manah. Come on, the b'matzi. But in the first kli, do as much as you want. And therefore, that's just me made a mistake with it. That's shlo sodot. In the first kli, do as much as you want. Now, Gemara says, after Shabbat, yes, mutav et talet. Chashbon may abite. Says, after Shabbat is done, the guy, if he's smart, will go to the Baal Abayin and say, listen, I want to get paid. What do you mean, Hashbon? Mefkira kazakhu. He can keep the stuff. What is Hashbon? He can keep the stuff. It's Efkir. When the guy tells him, go in to take for yourselves, he could keep. What is he paying? What is he asking for salary? Amar Hasda, Bidat Hasidu, Sharuka. No matter Hasid. The guy doesn't want to keep stuff that doesn't belong to him. Because he's worried maybe the guy's not Mefkir at 100%. And therefore, you know what? Take your stuff back. But if he knows no coach about the guy, he's going to go to his lesson, but pay me for my work. Because really, it's not Schar Shabbat, because he didn't ask him to do it, he didn't ask for payment and all that. But it's Shabbat. No matter Hasid over here, he doesn't want to keep the goods. He'll give the goods back to the Baal Abai, because he doesn't want to take something that, you know, he's not sure that the guy made Hefkir 100%. But he wants to get paid. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hasidei Agra de Shabbat Hashekle. Well, he's a Hasid, he wants to get paid on Shabbat. What kind of Hasid is over here? If he's a Hasid, he wants to. Usually a Hasid is Mevater. Even with Mutar. But a Hasid does things that are, above the law. And Amar Rava, Achabi de Shamayim Askira. Not a Hasid, he's Yire Shamayim. It's a lower level. ולוני חלה דלתנה מאחרים. Is he doesn't want to be benefit from other people's things. Again, the guy has a fire. He doesn't want to take from another thing. Is he shamayim? So he says again, maybe the hefker is not such a good hefker. ובחינם נמי לוני חלה דלתלה. But on the other hand, is he shamayim? Is that doesn't want to work for free? Is that a hasid that's willing to give up something for free? He's willing to, I don't want to take something that's not mine. Maybe he's not mafkir 100%. Okay, I'm going to give him all the stuff that I took. But for free?
I just want to tell you about it. There's a fire in the house. And then, okay, you can always take, you can only take 3,000.
Correct.
Then, but okay, I do this. Oh, anybody can take, can they take?
Why not?
They can take, what should I take?
I explained you already, because we're worried about you going to put out the fire. They're not going to put out the fire. You're about to put out the fire because you want to save your goods. They're happy with the fire. The more the fire goes, the more they can take. So the Ran says, Ahareem, they're happy with the fire. The more the fire rages, the more the guy keeps on there, take more goods. They're not going to put out the fire, but the Baal Abai is going to put out the fire. Understand?
No, I can't.
I told you again. Adam Bahul al Mamono. The guy's Bahul. More times than him go in the house to take stuff. He's like, no, his table's burning, his thing's burning, he's going to put out the fire. Oh, so Gemara says, the guy, he doesn't work for free either. What does it mean, ליד עד בכי הגד לנפסך שבתו עושים נעימה חזבון על השבת. מיני אם אתם פקחים, נעל לפי זה חסיד או דסטט, פקחים מיני אם פילוס על קוד שבת. פילוס על קוד שבת, זה סדת קוד סקן שבת. Because that's not good shabbat, so no, I can ask some money. If you don't ask him for it, he didn't hire you, you didn't make a price. So that was good shabbat. So after Shabbat, he goes, listen, I don't work for nothing. Give me something.
What?
He's not a chassid. He's not a chassid. It's not good shabbat.
Halakha.
So it's good shabbat. He didn't hire you. You didn't make a price. You didn't do anything. He just
I did something
on Shabbat. Enumerate me. Chashab means I'm hiring you. Shabbat. Go take this item. Go there. That's Chashabbat. Here. You didn't hire me. I'm asking you to give me remunerate me. It's not Chashabbat. Chashabbat means you hired him. You told him to go do it, and then you gave him a job. Here. So go save. Go save what you want.
Not getting paid
for the stuff. He's getting paid for his work that he did on Shabbat. But that's not Chutzkah Shabbat. He didn't ask him to remunerate me on, so I'm giving you the goods, do me a favor. It's not Chutzkah Shabbat, bottom line. He didn't hire him. Okay, comes the Gemara and says.
But he can't tell people, come to save my house, come to save my house. Is that like hiring them? He says, come help save.
No, he didn't say the words. Come, and I'll pay you. No, that didn't say. Remember, we learned in the fire, he said, Kolem mekabeiro mefsid. Didn't it in his way. Whoever puts out the fire, you're not going to lose. Achamim were lenient on that. But to come along and say, put out the fire and Motei Shabbat, I'll take care of you. That's already Shabbat. Okay. Olecha matzidin. Okay, my shina kadiktani lakim. O my shina kadiktani ammi. When it came to the food, it said, Bo v'atzidu lachem. It came to the food stuff. It's for yourselves. When it came to the clothes, it says, Bo v'atzidu emmi. Why do you think? Why by the food it's lachem, and by the clothes it's emmi? Amre gebe mezonot ketari lachem, meshum delo kahazu el amazon gimel se'udot. When it comes to the se'udot, he's saying, go save for yourself, because I cannot only eat only up to 3 se'udot. So therefore, you're saving it really for yourself. However, when it comes to the clothes, he said, you're saving it for me. Because the clothes, I can wear all these clothes on Shabbat. He can keep on changing his clothes the whole day. Therefore, he's not owing for these clothes on Shabbat. So therefore, you're saving the clothes for me. When it comes to the food, you're saving it for yourself. Because how much can I eat? I can only eat Amazon. הרבנן, דובש, ומוציאו פושט, ומוציאו פושט, ומוציאו פושט, ואפילו קודמים קודות ולבי מאיר. ומאיר says, go in, put on the clothes, go out, put in more clothes, come out, put in more clothes, go out, ומאיר start to come out. You keep on going in and out all day long, and save as many clothes as you want. The B.U.S. says that you can only save 18. The B.U.S. אומר שמונה עשר כלים, ואלו הן. Okay, read me the כלים. שאלו הן שמונה עשר כלים. מקטורן. No, explain me, you say the English words. מקטורן. These are 18 clothes now.
Cloak.
Oh, unkeli. Arako. Punda.
Belt.
Kalbus.
Linen doublet.
Shepestan. Vest, okay. Mahaluk. Shirt. And poliot. Socks. I put his robe. Okay, ma'aforet.
Head covering.
Ushne sifarkin.
Leg bands,
okay, like socks. Ushne minalim, shoes. Ushne ampaliot. Oh, that's socks. Okay.
Yeah, the other item was a
garment. Leg bands, okay. Obed pargad.
Pants.
Two pants, two pair of pants. The hagor shim modav, a belt that he wears around his waist. The kovah shim rosho, a hat. The sudash shim zavaro, like a scarf. Okay, so the bottom line, those are 18 garments that people normally wear, and therefore they should only save 18 and up.
You get other people to help him save the another 18. You get them.
No, the abuse is 18.
No, but each guy 18.
Ah, that's your little Mishnah. That's Tzadikama. That's Tzadikama, says.
Wait, according
to the Tzadikama. That's Tzadikama. That's Tzadikama. That's Tzadikama. Okay, Mishnah, the Mishmon, yes.
Tzadikama can't wear two on top of each other at one time. It's not hard. Can't wear like two shirts when he can also.
No, you're going into Hatzir HaMe'orim, it's Ukhara Ikan. Rabbi Yosef Mishtam. Rabbi Shimon bin Nasumer. Okay, ready? Now to what? Barman on a fire comes out on Shabbat, and you want to put out the fire. You can't put out a fire on Shabbat, it's one of the 39 melachot. However, you want to do a gram. You want to do something that will cause the fire to stop. So Rabbi Shimon bin Nasumer, Porsin or Shel Gidi, Agabe Shidateva Migdal. You have a box. Box went on fire. Well, it's going to go on fire. So what do you want to do? You want to put a or Shel Gidi, a leather item to cover the box. When the fire comes, it makes the fireproof. The orshidin doesn't burn. It'll just like contract a little, but it won't get burnt. So we can do that to save the teba and the shedan and the migdal. Shehazbem ta'ur. Even if the fire starts to catch on it, you put this or on it over there. So by the time it gets to the or, it'll stop. If there's shum mahrech. Mahrech meaning it singes, but it doesn't actually go on fire. Bein on the snap, then we protect it. ועושים מחיצה בכל הכלים בין מדעים בין לכלים בשביל שלא תעבור הדלקה. Amazing. Then the Kama says, if a fire is coming, you put kelim. Even kelim filled with water. As a wall. In order to stop the fire from going further. רבי יוסף אומר, בכלי חרס חדשים מלאים מים. לפי שאין אוסר בכלי חרס חדשים מלאים מים. רבי יוסף says, you can put a wall of kelim, but not new vessels of pottery with water in it. Why? Because the heat is going to be so strong, it's going to cause them to burst, and what's happening? The fire is going to, the water is going to put it out. The fish in you can't be taur ve'en b'kaim. They're going to bust. The mechabin eta deleka. But then kamas mashma. Even this mutar. Because bottom line, I'm not putting out the fire. I'm putting a keli there. Even heres, new heres keli gets very hot. They're going to bust. The water is going to fall on it. Gerama. I didn't do it directly. I didn't pour the water on the fire. Mutar. The Bi Yosef, for some reason, he says, no, I'm not, I'll let you put regular kelim, but not kelim ha'eres that I knew that I was going to bust. Let's see what the mahlok is.
So the kelim, the
fire is coming.
No, but he was putting something just to
block it.
To block it.
Correct. And even though the kelim is going to break, and the water is going to come out and put out the fire.
Didn't give us that
case. Well, you see from Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, I'm not going to allow you to put kelim chayres hadashim in a filled with water. Why? Vishem et bakiyim or mechabin. Tarakabaz batir. So everybody holds it direct as mutar, obviously. Yeah. So we have to see what's the mahlok at that. Oh, so we have to see. Giraman and psiknesha. Giraman and psiknesha. You didn't put it like this. Girama, I didn't do anything. I put a kelim here. So what? I put a kelim here. I didn't do anything. I didn't put any fire. No, maybe I am at Kaven. I'm at Kaven. I want the fire to be put out.
I'm at Kaven to put the keli here.
We know what your Kavanah is. Well, all of a sudden today you decide to put a keli over here. 14 keli, make a wall of it. All of a sudden that's your Kavanah. We know what your Kavanah is. Point is, it's Grama. You're going to go through all this now. I'm going to be with Amara. Okay, first grade. Talit Jazbaud. Mitzad Echad. You have a Talit. What happened? The fire went on the Talit from one side. You could put water on the other side. Some say you could put it on the talit itself, some say next to the talit. If it went out, you can put water on the talit because it's melaben. Not to put water on the talit on Shabbat. That kind of madam, the bigot chiliatos, because it's kibbutz, you cannot put water on a garment on Shabbat, it's laundering it. Or the elbows of perishim on a shiratzi perashti, because you put it next to it. The point is, it's mutar metive. Tadit shahazwa ur mitzad echad says, if you have a talet that the fire goes on one side, poshta umit kaseba. You can take it out, shake it, put it on, and when you put it on, the fire will go out. ואם כף זה כף, וכי הספר תורה שחז באור, הספר תורה זה רפאי ואולה לספר תורה, פושט וקורא בו, ואם כף זה כף, אופן לספר תורה, start reading it, and as you're reading it, it goes out, so he's letting you actually do more, not only put, no, he's letting you read it in a normal way, but not put water, everyone says, הוא דאמר כרבי שמעון בן הננס, which means just like in the Mishnah, didn't the Bishul Menana say that I'm allowed to allow you to put the Orgidi on the Tesher Deva Teba Migdal? Why? Because I'm not putting out the fire. It's Gram. When it gets to this Or, it'll singe it and it'll go out. Similarly over here, when it gets to the water, it'll go out. Gram. So the Bishamon Ben Anas is Matir Gram in the Mishnah. So he's the rabbi that's Matir Gram in the Talit. That's the Gemara answering. That the rabbi was Matir putting the water next to the Talit is the Bishamon Ben Anas. That's Matir Gram on the Shedat Teva and the Migdal. So the Gemara says,
what's that like putting water?
Gram. So the Gemara is going to say, maybe it's different. But the Gemara is happening, it's gram, gram.
In the case of the Braita, it's also gram.
When which case of the Braita? No, this is a more of a gram of kibui. Here, we're not letting you put it in kibui. Read it. Read yourself. Read yourself. I'm not involved in kibui. Here, you're involved in kibui. We're putting water, it's involved in kibui. Here, I'm reading. You're reading. Goes out. Doesn't go out. Here, you're involved in kibui. So don't do it direct. So the Gemara says, wait. Ima de Amar Bishu on the Nanas with Yeshu Maharich Gram Kibu Imi Amar. Hold it. The Bishu on over there, he allowed you to put the covering on it because it's not Mechabeh. It just protects the
from spreading.
Because Maharich just singes it. Mashik in here, this is Gram Kibu. This you're putting in water. This is going to put it out. Big difference. The Gemara says, look at Rashi. Gram kibu kihai gavda kishvagir lemay mukava mi amad dilma adiktan mamadim osim yachatsa b'kol hakadim lemay mashi. Okay, so continue. The Gemara says, mi amad yoshi. Yes, the Bishon is makel even gram kibu. B'diktan yisef ha-rabi yosef yosef b'kli ha-rabi chadashim an'im ma'im she'enam yukhulim kibu ta'ur ben dakaim mechim et adilaka meklan tarakama sha'ari. For the fact that the B yosef was osef new kelim that are going to bust. The Mishnah was Matir. And who's Tanakama? The Mishnah Menanas. So you see, the Mishnah Menanas is Matir, Gram Kibui, even with water. So just like he allows me to put new Kelim that are going to bust, and the water is going to put out the fire, so too I can put the water next to the Talet. And therefore, that Tanakama says you can put the water next to the Bishamon. But Gram Kibui is Mutar B'Shabbat. Terbana Ner Sha'al Gabe Tabla. What's a Ner? Ner is a flame, a candle. It's on the tabla. Tabla also is a table, let's say. Minayir the tabla, bino feled, vim karta karta. The guy wants to get the net off the table. So what should he do? Let him take the tabla, shake it off. The net falls off the table. If it goes on, it goes out, it goes out. Doesn't go out. No problem. Amri de Rabbi Yehonai, lo shanu ela b'shochev v'mereya nase basis v'ra esur. So hold it. How can you do it? Mukseh. So you want to know, we're talking about where the table is mukseh because it has something mukseh on it. So the table becomes a basis. But when does the table become a basis? Only when you put something on it to become bana. However, if you forgot it there, you put the candle there before Shabbat, your intention was to move it. Shabbat came in, you forgot it there. That doesn't make it a basis. So the only way we allow you to tilt it is when it's not a basis. And when is it not a basis? Only when it is shokheya. Ta'ana, ner shahore adelet. Okay, another case. You have a ner behind the door. You can open the door, close the door, and if the ner goes out, it goes out. Your kavanah is not to put out the ner. Your kavanah is to open the door. If it happens to go out, it goes out. Rabbi didn't like this. One of the rabbis, the Rav, didn't like this. Layit ale, Rav cursed us. Who's going to do such a thing? So Rav says, Amal Rabbina, Rav Habered, Rav Amil, Rav Habered, Rav Amil, Rav Hashem. My time, Layit ale, Rav. Why is Rav cursing? Why wasn't he like this? Maybe you tell me because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Varsha and its Kaven is Asur. And the other rabbi that says it's Mutar must hold like Rabbi Shimon that says the Varsha and its Kaven is Mutar. So because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, you curse him? He has a Shida. Well, anybody that can hold like Rabbi Shimon that the Varsha and its Kaven is Mutar. You're going to curse him because you want to be with that. It says the Vashem you commit is Asur. That cannot be the reason.
Because they always psik l'she.
When you close the door, it's going to cause the thing to go out. For sure. Even though you're not mitkaven. What's the difference? If you're not mitkaven, it's going to for sure happen. That's going to psik l'she. That's why he cursed them.
How
can I
say that it's okay?
It was a machloket and he held it wasn't. It wasn't psik l'she. He held it is psik l'she.
But it says
He was saying it's guaranteed.
No, it's a regular candle, it's not even cut. It's what do you? Right.
Inevitable
consequence. Right, it's inevitable. Maybe that and you're going to be adding more.
Adding more, so there you go. No, he's on the kaven. He's doing it to open the door, close the door. He wants to get in and out of the house.
Why he didn't like it? Maybe the guy
might be kaven. Okay, even more. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Poti Adam did it connected with the Rebbe Shabbat. You have a fireplace. You want to open the door, the wind is going to come in. No problem. You can open the door of the house against the fireplace on Shabbat. So again, Nayit Ali Abaye. Abaye cursed. What are you doing? Curse the guy that does this. What is he cursing for? Amar Bimar Askinam. What type of window are we talking about over here that Abaye is getting nervous? If it's a normal wind that's not going to put out the fire, what's the reason why should be all said? A normal wind's not going to do anything. Ruach mesuya, a common wind. If it's about a gust, that's not so common, so what's the reason why one rabbi can say mutar? If we're talking about strong winds, but that should be assumed. The strong winds are going to put out the fire.
We'll make the fire go.
Expand the fire. Fine, expand the fire. Either way, make it go. Either way, it's mechaber or mavid. It'll bellow it, or it'll take it out. But the point is, if it's a normal wind, it should be no problem. And if it's a strong wind, everybody should have a problem with it. Regular wind. The question is, do you make a gezira? One rabbi says you make a gezira. If I let you open up a ruach mesuya, you might open the door open even with ruach. Shehena mesuya, that's going to be a problem. The rabbi says, no, I can allow ruach mesuya. And the guy, when a strong wind comes, he won't open the door. Do you make a gezira or not? Okay, ready? Now we just can explain this mishnah. Tanakama said what? You can make a mechitza of kelim. Even if the kelim is a new keli, it sounded like. Double even if it's going to bust. Even though the water is going to go on it, Tarakama was matid. And then Rabbi Yosef said, no. So it sounds like what? Who's Momekel? Tarakama, which is the Rabbanan. Memra, Rabbanan, Savi, Gram Kivui, Mutar, Rabbi Yosef, Samar, Gram Kivui, Asur. That's what you want to tell me? Tarakama says Gram is going to be Mutar, and Rabbi Yosef is going to say Gram is Asur. What do you mean? We have the exact opposite. We have an exact opposite shitot in the Braita. The Tanya, Osin, Aitza, Bekelim, Lekanim, Ube Beleim, She'en Darkan, Lishtaber. You're allowed to make a wall of Kelim. What type of Kelim? Kelim that do not break. Ve'elu Meleim, She'en Darkan, Lishtaber. And the following items are vessels that normally do not break. Kelim, Matechot Metal. Fine. Rabbi Yosef said, "Ad kli kfar shihin, v'kli kfar hananya, en darkan leshtaber." Then comes on and says, "Even kli kfar shihin, even kfar hananya, these kinds of places, en darkan leshtaber." Now, what do you see over here? But Rabbi Yosef is being more lenient. And Amishna, it says Rabbi Yosef was more strict. And here in this Braita, Rabbi Yosef is the one that's saying you can even use this kli, and you can even use the other kli. Coming over and says, look at that she. Chayres ha'asui me'oto afar hazaku. Ve'mishtaber am Rabbi Yosef begram kibu tfem mekel. You don't see from this braita that he's mekel if the kid is going to break. But he's more mekel in stuff you're allowed to use. When Tanakhama said you can only use stuff that doesn't break. So clearly, the rabbis, it's a problem. But Rabbi Yosef came along and said, you can even use this type of kili and that type of kili. Tanakhama did not allow. So you see, Rabbi Yosef is more mekel and Tanakhama is more, not mean exactly opposite of our Mishnah. Oh, so switch to Mishnah. Which we switch to Mishnah and make Rabbi Yosef the mekel. That Rabbi Yosef will allow even a kli that breaks. Uve Rabbi Yosef the Braita and the Brehem Kamal. And make the Braita, Rabbi Yosef was talking in the Shita of Rabbanan. You rabbis that are strict, that only allow kli that don't break, you should allow also the kli that come from Hananya and Bet Shehin. Me, I'm more lenient. I only can even use kli that break. But the shitatchem, maybe that's how you want to square it off. Switch the biyose in the Mishnah and make the biyose reacting to the Rabbanan shita and the Braita. Can you do that? Can you switch it? Clearly, the one that says grab is as soon as the biyose. So you cannot put the biyose in the Mishnah, the one that's lenient. Ella must be the biyose in the Mishnah is the one that says grab kibui is asur. Ella le'olam la tipuch. Do not switch the Mishnah around. Ubaraita kulo the biyose and make the brighter all the biyose. And missing some words, and now read it like this. That means make the brighter all the biyose. You can use kelim that don't break. And what are the kelim that don't break? Matechot, shichin, and kfar hanayin. Because Rabbi Yosef has the opinion that says that shichin, kleem, and kfar hanayin do not break. Just all Rabbi Yosef. But he does not let you love killing that break because Yosef Gram Kibui is a susan. Keep the Mishnah as it is and make the bride to all Rabbi Yosef. Veramer banan. We bring a contradiction from the rabbis of the Mishnah to a different opinion of the rabbis, and we bring a contradiction from the Yosef of the Mishnah to a different opinion. What's the contradiction? The Tana Gitanya. Oh, famous case. Guy's got a tattoo on his arm of Shem Yud Kei Vavke. Now he wants to go to the Mikveh. I can go to the Mikveh, he's going to race to Yud Kei Vavke. So it says, Arish, Aya Shem Ketuv Lo Al Besaro. He's got the Shem written on his flesh. And he said, Lo Yirchotz. He can't even take a bath. Can't shower. Velo Yesuch. He cannot put oil on your hands. Velo Yamun Kumetinofet. He can't even stand in a dirty place. Because you got the Yud Kei Vavke. You got the Shem Hashem. There's the Nalo Tevila Shul Mitzvah. The guy's a Zav. Now the guy's got to go to Tevila Mitzvah. He's got to go to the Mikveh. Oh, so kolech alei agemi v'yored v'tomeh. So take a gemi, take like a piece of grass, cover it, and let him go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yosef omer le'olam v'yored v'tomeh kedarko, u'bevad shelo yishevshev. Let him go to the mikveh. Regular, as long as you don't rub. Oh, what do you see according to Rabbi Yosef?
Gram is mutar.
Bediu, gram erasing is mutar. I'm not erasing, it's happening by itself. But you said in the Mishnah, gram is asur. And Tarekama is the opposite. Tarekama said, no, you got to cover it up. Because even gram is asur. In our Mishnah, gram was mutar. Which if for some reason the Gemara was making a parallel between these two gram cases. Why in the Mishnah when it came to gram kibui, Tarekama was matir gram kibui? Tarekama also said gram mechika. And the Rabbi said the opposite. Shaniata, what do you bring me a proof from over there? Over there clearly it says that Markah the Abedetem et Shema mena makom ha'ulo ta'asunken la'ashim u'lukhim asiyahu da'asun g'ramashari. It says clearly in the Torah you have to erase the name of Avodah Zarah. Ve'abedetem et Shema of Avodah Zarah lo ta'asunken la'ashim u'lukhim, but don't erase the name of Hashem. It is lo ta'asun. Asiyah is asur, gerama is mutar. So therefore, don't make me question from Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, the reason why he allows you to go to the mikveh, because the Torah says, not asun, but gerama over here is mutar. That's Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef.
Is gerama Rabbanan? General? It's not from the Torah?
Well, here, it's saying gerama is mutar by the Torah.
The Torah, yes. I'm saying
it's obviously, the Bible says even the banan. For the fact that he's letting you go into the mikveh with the. And what was his logic? The pasuk. The tasun. Asiyah surah. Get up, mamutan. Oh, yacheh. Hachenami ketiv. No, wait. It says over here by Shabbat. Lo ta'aseh kol melacha. To do the same dirash. Asiyahu de asur. Get up, shareh. Say the same logic. Asiyah, and therefore Rabbi Yosef. The same reason why you tell me it's the last for the guy to go to the mikveh, because Girama, because it says Asiyah, it says Asiyah by Shabbat. Let the guy put the kerim, let them bust, and let the water be Gorem Kibui. אבל כשאדם בעול על ממונו איש עלית לאתה לחיבוי. You're right, תגיד למה מותר עד שבל אוסו. But if you let the guy do this, the guy is בעול על ממונו, the guy wants to save his money. If you're gonna let him do this, he might put out the fire himself. So he's gonna say that on Shabbat. Really, כל רבי עושה כמו שגרם מותר במחיקת השם, גרם מותר בלכות שבת. So do it. That bahul is a different reason. Because it's not the rabbanan by Shabbat, because the guy might put out the fire himself. But what about the rabbis now? Yeah, he catches the rabbanan. Well, now we have a strong question against the rabbis. Right. In a case where the guy's bahul bal mamono, the rabbanan will matir. Here, in the case of the mikveh, certainly they should allow him to go on. You have to put in this this grass on top. קש דרב דברר אומא אתם דדן באול אל ממונו שאלה אחה לא כל שכן here in the case of the mikveh, which if you tell me gram is mutar to everybody and the rabbis will matir gram even on Shabbat when there's a bahul factor, so certainly should be mekel to put to go into the mikveh with the shem Hashem on. ותסברה היי גמי ותסברה I gave me hechidame. What's the case? Why did the rabbis tell me to put on gemi? This grace. What's the purpose? So it says, "E demehadek." If you're putting it on tight, kabe hatitza. It's a hatitza. E delo mehadek. If it's not going to be tight, I lebe maya. What is it? So what is that doing anyway? What was the reason why the rabbis told me to put on this gemi in the first place? Tight, hatitza, it's a problem. Not tight, not going to serve any purpose. The world's going to go in anyway. The Gemara says, oh, hatitza. The Gemara says, tipukle mishum diyo. That's she. Right? Tipukle mishum diyo. Belo gemi na mihayitz diyo. Forget about the gemi. What about the hatitza on the ink of the tattoo? Gemara says, "Umeshali belacha." Okay, it's moist. So if it's moist, somehow moist is okay. Why the Tanya? Hadam badiyo. What's dam? Blood. Diyo is ink. Tvash, honey. Halav, milk. Yevishin. If it's dry on the guy's skin, chotzitzin. Lachim, in chotzitzin. Okay. So therefore, I'm not worried about the ink. But bottom, I'm worried about this gemi. If it's tight, it's a hatitza. If it's not tight, the water's going in anyway. So what's the purpose of putting it there? Mikol makom kasha, el amar rav rashila, haynu ta'amad rabbanan, dekasav le'asul amod b'fnei Hashem arum. Separate reason. Really, gram is not. Really, technically, should be allowed to go into the mikveh with the thing uncovered. I can erase gram, no tasun, gram, no problem. But Abraham matir gram even on Shabbat. What is a ba'ul factor? Aye, different reason. Cover because you can't stand naked in front of the shem. Oh, that must be the Bishop. So you can. Because the Bishop did not say you have to put a covering. Mechlal, the Bishop said, mutar, na'amu lefzei Hashem, arum. And that can't be. When we don't say anybody's matir, so the Bishop says, it's a pasuk. Lo yira'e bechar batavar. You cannot stand in front of the Shem and Zaharum. Then my nafak yadei I love it. Now you go and you put your hand on it. You cover it. Oh, the banana me, the madak yadei I love it. So the rabbis do that. What are you going to get? Give me, cover it up, just put your hand on it. Zimni, the mishtale, the shakile. You worry, you can forget. What's going to happen? You take your hand off. Ah, but the Bible said, now he's in the Mishnah Mishakil. Oh, the Bible says you have the same problem. You're right. If you have a gemi, everybody will say the Ketayla covered, even the Bible said. Do you have to go find gemi? That's the Malokar over here. Now she. אלא איקה גמי, הכן עמד, דמודה רבי יוסף צדיק לחלוק עליו גמי ולא סגל אליה נוחי אדם על הדלמה משתה משקל אל ידה. רבי יוסף הוא לגבי לקטלה, don't put your hand on it. Because I'm going to forget and take your hand off. The catch of it, you don't have gemi. So the man is going to tell me, go search. And the Rabbi Yosef will say, But then, le'adure agim. The Rabbanan sabre, Rabbanan old. Trebila bezmana la mitzvah. Which means you don't have to go that night or that day where the Torah prescribes you to go to the mikveh. If you push it off a day, no problem. It's not a mitzvah to go on the prescribed, the first day possible. So therefore, since it's not a mitzvah to go on the first day possible, go find the kemi and go tomorrow. But Rabbi Yosef says, no, tivila bezmana mitzvah. And then, well, don't push off the mikveh to go find the kemi. Put your hand on it and go in. If you don't find a gemi today, lishtei ad lemachal. You say it's not a mitzvah to go on that day. Torah is just saying, go tonight. Doesn't mean you have to go. It can be good advice. Want to go tonight? Go tonight. Want to go tomorrow? Go tomorrow. כדי שיעריף שמשו ביום לאחר תבילה שאם ימתין לבולד הלילה זה יהיה לו אלף שמש עליהם זה goes in the day. So they say, but right before sunset, go to the מקווה. Why? Because you need אלף שמש. So once you go to the, you go 10 minutes before sunset, bingo, אלף שמש, you'll meet the water ready by night. So that's just giving you good advice. Because if you're going to go at night, then you're going to have to wait the next day till the night. So according to the opinion that says love mitzvah, the Torah is giving you good advice. Again, the pasuk says, "Dayan from the erev, when it comes before night, go to the mikveh." Sounds like go to the mikveh because you have to go to the mikveh. So the opinion that says it's a mitzvah to go in the right time, the pasuk is telling you do this. But according to the opinion that says it's not a mitzvah to go in the right time necessarily. The Torah is giving you good advice. What's the advice of the Torah? Listen, you want to save yourself a day. Go right before sunset. So sunset comes, you're fine. Because if you're going to wait till the night, which is okay, but you're going to lose the next day. So that's, and therefore, so according to Rabbanan, tevila bezmana lav mitzvah. So therefore, you don't have a gemi? Go tomorrow. Wait till you find one. The abuses say, no, tevila bezmana mitzvah. And therefore, you have to. You don't have a gemi? Use your hand. That's what the Gemara is saying now. I will continue and say a question on that. But we'll continue tomorrow.